This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. We got some promising numbers from Governor Charlie Baker today, but they're not quite good enough for officials to say the surge in the coronavirus cases are over. Senior reporter Steve Brown joins us now from WBUR Statehouse Bureau. And what was the good news from the governor, and how does it in some way fall short?
Well, Lisa, he said the infection rate is actually coming down, though you have to do the math when looking at these numbers. For example, yesterday the infection rate was just under 18%, with 1,963 confirmed positive cases of COVID-19 out of about 11,000 processed tests. That rate is up to 19% today. About a month ago, the infection rate was around 30%. Of course, back then, there were fewer positive cases, but much fewer tests administered as well. The governor alluded to the fact that the steps that have been taken have been working.
We have, in fact, bent the curve. We did, in fact, reduce the spread. We are now living with a plateau that I'm sure all of us would like to see dip a little bit so that we can move a little more quickly with respect to what a reopening strategy would look like. But we've now got a smart group of people who are getting together literally for hours on hours every single day to talk to their colleagues here in Massachusetts about what smart policies and procedures would look like with respect to that. And we're obviously looking forward to having a chance to discuss those options and opportunities with all of you at some point down the road.
The governor, of course, is referring to the advisory board that he appointed earlier this week. They're coming up with a report on the prospect of reopening the economy, and that's due on May 18th.
So while the number of rates of infection seem to be dropping, some other key numbers are not. Tell us about today's update from public health officials.
Yeah, we're still at 6% hospitalization rate. As I've been saying all week, that's a key number that the governor's been keeping an eye on, and it's still stagnant. The actual number of hospitalizations have dropped over the past 3 days, but that three-day drop is only 89 patients total. There's still 3,800 people in the hospital with COVID-19. 1,000 of them are in intensive care.
And we had the highest single-day total of deaths related to the virus just yesterday. What about those numbers?
Yeah, as for the deaths, the number of people whose deaths are reported today is down from yesterday's high. 157 new deaths reported, bringing the total number of people who died to 3,562. There are 1,940 newly reported cases today for a total of 62,205.
There are still some outbreaks, such as the one at a Walmart in Worcester. The city ordered the store closed yesterday. State officials spoke about that today. What's going on with that?
Sure. City officials out in Worcester say 23 out of the store's 400 employees have tested positive. Speaking today at briefing, Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutter's provided a higher number, but we still haven't been able to confirm that yet. The store is closed for a deep cleaning. Late this afternoon, Worcester's city manager said more Walmart employees have been tested and more will be tested tomorrow. The city of Worcester's medical director ordered the store closed yesterday after local health authorities found employees and customers did not have or were not wearing proper personal protective equipment.
Steve, in addition to the DPH numbers, there's another number that comes out on Thursdays, and that is the new unemployment claims. We know that today's number, we knew it would be big, and indeed it was, because now self-employed and gig workers can collect. How many filed this week, and what does this mean for the overall jobless situation?
Yeah, so for the past week, another 70,000 people filed for regular benefits. And on top of that, another 171,598 people filed under the new program that's set up for self-employed and gig workers. So when you add those to all who has filed since the middle of March, almost 900,000 workers have filed for jobless benefits. That's nearly one in four Massachusetts workers. That's an enormous number.
One other thing, Steve, I happened to hear the governor mention a documentary film, and maybe you can give us the context for this, because he's not usually talking about films that he watches and likes, but when I heard it, it's one that I really like myself. It's called The Biggest Little Farm. Why was he talking about it?
Well, Secretary Sutter had made a statement about folks making sure that they take care of themselves during this. There's a lot of stress. And we talked about this yesterday as well. And so somehow the topic came up. Someone asked the governor what he's been watching on Netflix. And that movie, I went to a briefing and got a movie review instead.
Well, it is, to give you another one, it came out, I think, in 2018. And it's about two farmers. And they're the documentary. In fact, you turned unfertile ground into a very fertile farm, and it's terrific. The biggest little farm there. Well recommended. Thank you very much. WBUR's senior state house reporter, Steve Brown. Thanks again.